At 8:50, it's time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to lower today amid expected soft buying interest to begin the holiday shortened work week. Terminals are called steady to lower, with top prices from $48 to $51. Peoria called steady today, with a top price of $48. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, May 25th, negotiated swine purchases were $14,015 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $64 to $75.68. The weighted average, $70.47, a loss of 29 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.64 to $59.90. The weighted average was $57.56. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $11,242. The base price range was $65.50 to $78.25. The weighted average was $74.67, a gain of 53 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $51.70 to $60. The weighted average was $57.59. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, it appears that rain, at least in the eastern Corn Belt over the weekend, were fairly variable.
Indeed, variable, Dave. And that sound that you heard over the holiday weekend was the very dry areas across a good portion of Illinois and Indiana being relieved from some of the dryness, although western areas will remain wetter over the next 10 days or so. Eastern areas should get some precipitation, and the trend will continue to be wetter to the west and drier to the east, but a weather system that has slowed down. Some of the computer models last week had it already moving into east central Illinois and across Indiana towards the Ohio River Valley. By Wednesday, we slowed that down by about 24 hours or so, so it looks like maybe early Thursday in eastern Illinois and towards Thursday night or even Friday, rain is expected in the Ohio River Valley. And there are some areas in the Midwest still in big need of rain, especially from the Ohio River Valley all the way down into the southeastern U.S. We've heard a lot about the drought situation across southern Georgia, northern Florida. Dryness is impacting a much larger area, and again, it does include a good portion of Kentucky, Tennessee, all the way down into that stretch of north Florida. For the U.S. Midwest, no rain fell over the weekend in southern Minnesota, far southeastern Dakotas, and far northern Iowa or western Wisconsin. Dry conditions also occurred in Kentucky with minimal rain in the Ohio River Valley. Rain fell in all other areas with coverage from Friday through Monday, generally looking at about 80%. Rainfall ranged from a few hundredths of an inch in northern Missouri and parts of Iowa to over an inch and a half in Lafayette, Indiana, almost an inch and three quarters across central Missouri, and just over an inch in the Peoria area. Other locations reported anywhere from an inch to 2 inches of rain, and that included central Nebraska, southeastern Indiana, southern Michigan, far eastern Iowa, and eastern North Dakota. So, again, generally a good portion of the Corn Belt and Soybean Belt did pick up rain, but precipitation was widely varied. The biggest change, again, on the forecast since we last talked on Friday is the slower arrival of this week's storm system. Slower movement of the storm will allow for heavier rains to impact the northern plains, northwestern regions of the Corn Belt, with restricted rainfall in the eastern Midwest until the weekend and early next week, when rain should increase as the cool front finally pushes through the region. Rainfall across central and southeastern Midwest areas will not be nearly as great as that in the northwest, but most areas should pick up rain at one time or another. Net drying is expected in the eastern portion of the corn-soybean belt through Friday, despite the scattered shower activity that will be occurring. Looking at other countries, hot, dry weather over the southwestern Commonwealth of Independent States during the weekend was seriously stressful for some of the summer crops. Showers that occur over the coming week will offer little relief, but some areas still too dry and too hot for any crop development. China's summer crop conditions remain favorable this week, warming still needed in the northeastern province, and showers during the midweek will offer temporary reprieve from heat and moisture in the Henan. province and neighboring areas. The lower Yangtze River Basin is also quite dry. Western Australia's canola areas benefited from rain during the weekend, and eastern crop areas will get additional moisture this week to maintain favorable outlook for planting and for the establishment of crops there. Greater rain is needed in both Western Australia and in Queensland, but any rain is better than none. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 487 and three quarters, down 1.5. Last trade down 1.75. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 499 and a quarter, down 1.75. Last trade down 4. December, 523 down 2. Last trade down 6.75. July corn opened at 374 and a quarter, down 1.75. Last trade down 3.5. December, 372 and three quarters, down 2.25. Last trade down 5. March, 383 down 2.75. Last trade down 4.75. July beans open at 809 down 3.5, last trade down 4.25. November, 839.5 down 2, last trade down 4. March, 855 down 1, last trade down 3. July soybean meal open at 217.80 down 40, last trade down 120. July soybean oil opened at 35.92 up 8, last trade up 20. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is located in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Overnight, we saw bean oil make new contract highs, but it did not translate over into soybeans. The Novies came a half cent of their contract highs overnight. Are we seeing these run-ups in the bean oil being trumped by weather concerns today?
Well, that's part of it, but I think also we're still unknown on how many acres we've got planted, and we have a smaller number of beans, so that's going to help keep support. But on the other hand, we have as many beans as we need for right now. But bean oil is going to continue, I think, to make new highs as long as the Asian palm oil continues to go up, and it made new highs, I think, over the weekend again.
So talk about the weather. Did we see enough weather information over the weekend to provide this market new direction?
I don't think so. I think we're still in the back-and-forth mode, the range. I think it rained more than expected in Illinois and parts of Indiana that we're going to go back down a little today. But I think there's tons of people waiting to jump on it to push it back higher, and I don't think if we had 2/10 and 3/10 a lot of places, not an inch. There were still areas that are dry that didn't get anything. I think that we still are in a weather market back and forth in that 30-40 cent range for corn, and I don't know what for beans, and I just think we will see it go make new highs down the road, but it's not going to be straight up and it's not going to be straight down.
So later this week, we heard Mike Sola talk about the possibilities for more weather, more rain in eastern parts of the Corn Belt. Do you think that based on what he said and the amounts he was talking about, we would test the May lows at 354.5 or at least go down to there?
I don't think we can yet. I think it's going to be a prove-it-to-me type thing more now that we're really hurting in the eastern Corn Belt and the southeast. So I think we could test the low 60s, but I don't think we can test the 50s right now just on a forecast that, what are the forecasts done in the last month? We've had lots of them that didn't pan out. So I think it's going to be more of a prove it to me first before we really take a dive down to the old low.
Turn your attention to the wheat. It appears that at least for the open, based on what I've been reading, we're going to be a little bit softer today after a pretty good run-up, a double-digit run-up on Friday. Question I have for you is this counter-seasonal run into the harvest going to continue?
Well, for right now, I think it will due to the fact that the rest of the world has a very tight supply of wheat, and the weather in Eastern Europe and the Ukraine are still nasty bad. they got a little rain in part of the wheat area of China and also in part of the wheat area of Australia, but they need more. So it's still based on, are we going to get enough rain for the rest of the world to have more wheat?
Your calls then for the commodities this morning?
Corn and beans, 3 to 5 lower. Wheat, 2 to 4 lower.
And turn your attention over to the Merck, please.
In the livestock, we're looking at unchanged to lower in both cattle and hogs. Just not a whole lot of news there, but unchanged to lower.
Thank you much, Pete. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.